Darwin's diagram is bound in with his chapter on natural selection, and he used 9 pages of that chapter to explain it. He gave the diagram another 3 pages in the chapter on geological succession, and then another 5 pages in the chapter on classification. Of course, we don't have time to work right through Darwin's 17 pages, but the format of the diagram is probably familiar to you. It has a vertical time scale of 14 periods, which Darwin says might each represent 1,000 generations, or 10,000 generations, or 1,000,000, or even 100,000,000. The capital letters A to L at the bottom of the diagram represent the species of a genus large in its own country, in Darwin's words. If you take species capital A as an example, the diverging and branching dotted lines represent its offspring, and the lowercase letters and superscript numbers, going from A1 to A14, M1 to M14, and so on, represent well-marked varieties, with distance along the horizontal axis indicating amount of divergence. So if each time period represents 1,000 generations, then after 14,000 generations at the top of the diagram, species A has produced 8 descendant species, numbered A14 to M14. And Darwin says, "Thus, as I believe, species are multiplied and genera are formed." Among those 8 species, Darwin says that the 3 on the left, A14, Q14 and P14, will be nearly related from having recently branched off from A10, whereas B14 and F14 will be more distinct from those 3, and O14, E14 and M14, the 3 on the right, will be nearly related to each other, but having diverged at the first commencement of the process of modification, will be widely different from the other 5 species and may constitute a distinct genus. End of quote. Darwin goes on to say that the 6 species descended from species I at the top right of the diagram would have to be ranked in a different subfamily from the species descended from A. And then he says that he sees no reason to limit this kind of descent with modification to species and genera alone. If the amount of change in each time period was greater, we might end up with 2 different orders represented by the descendants of species A and I. In his chapter on classification, Darwin uses the diagram to show how his theory of descent with modification predicts and explains what he calls, quote, "the grand fact in natural history of the subordination of group under group, which from its familiarity does not always sufficiently strike us." And then he goes on, "propinquity of descent, the only known cause of the similarity of organic beings, is the bond, hidden as it is by various degrees of modification, which is partially revealed to us by our classifications," end quote. And then Darwin goes on, "that the natural system is founded on descent with modification, that the characters which naturalists consider as showing true affinity between any 2 or more species are those which have been inherited from a common parent, and, in so far, all true classification is genealogical, that community of descent is the hidden bond which naturalists have been unconsciously seeking."